All right, Chiz, Triple Crown, not your specialty. That first one sucked, but after a third one was good. So, kind of a saw-off night for you.
Yeah, the first one was terrible. Got with Moran's, I think, like in the third turn. Yeah. We got stuck on his bike. I was way back. Next lap, off the track, and it was not good. And then second one was a little better. Made a few bike changes and better than the last one. Just kept going softer on suspension, just trying to get suspension working better. Last one was better. Still not great, but it's better. So
Whoops, looked like they sucked, but I thought the track looked fun other than that as a racer. Like those big doubles, I don't know, looked fun, no?
The track was fun. It was a little weird because it was like technical on one half, and then we went across the start so many times. It was like really fast, actually. Got pretty rough, like pretty bumpy, choppy. I like when they do different stuff, though. Like, I think it's cool, not the same cookie cutter attraction or whatever. So I thought they did a good job with it. I liked it.
Do you like Triple Crowns? Like I said, not your specialty.
I mean, yeah, honestly, just for me, not really, but I'm good with three. Like, don't do any more than that. I think it's cool to mix it up. From a fan perspective, like, I think they're exciting to watch. As a race, like me as a racer, I prefer not to. But then at the same time, it's kind of cool just to do something different. Like I said, I'm glad they're not all like that, but I think it's cool to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, you're the old man now of the sport. JB's gone. You're the old guy now, and I can't believe that because I remember when you were not. But, yeah, you're the old guy now. Congratulations.
I know. I made it. I made the old guy. They got the title.
All the vet guys are like, that's my guy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's fun, honestly. I'm having fun. So that's the main thing. We've said this before, like, just the last few years, like year to year, I'm just like, okay, do I want to race another year or not? That's a cool deal with the whole Twisted Tea Hep Suzuki thing is, for me, it's a multi-year deal, and I kind of have the option, you know, to race or not race, like, for next year. I knew I wanted to race this year, and who knows, I might race again next year, but it gives me that option to kind of play more of a role with the team, but then still race if I want to race or do some of the races. So,
Are you contracted for World Supercross? Are you in for that, or do we know?
Technically, yes, that's the plan. Okay. But honestly, with the schedule now, the way it is, especially now they just redid the super motocross races, we've talked about it a little bit because I already told them I might want to do some outdoors anyways. Then when the schedule came out, I'm like, dude, I could do like all but two outdoors and then all the super motocross, I think. I don't want to do all that. But
you're too old for that.
Yeah, but honestly, I would like to stay in the top if I'm in the position, stay in top 20 to do those races at the end. So I foresee myself, again, a lot can change, but do Supercross, do as many outdoors as I want, maybe try to stay in the points, and then do World Supercross and do the Super Motocross. I'll probably race more at 35 than I ever have.
There you go. But, yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.